Hey, deep divers. Ever get the feeling that the business world is, kind of like a free-for-all, each person for
A bit
themselves?
of a shark tank.
Exactly. But today, we're diving into a business model that might just change your mind about all that. We're doing a deep dive into the Wayfinders Business Cooperative bylaws.
Yeah, think of it like we're searching for, a hidden reef in that shark tank we were just talking about. A place where, working together and shared success are the norm.
I like that. So these Wayfinders, or WBC, they're a for-profit cooperative, but what's that even mean? What sets them apart?
Well, picture this. A company where the customers are the owners. That's a cooperative, basically. So instead of a handful of big investors making all the decisions, WBC's members have a direct say in how things are run and how the profits get divided up.
Okay, so it's like a company owned by the very people who use its services. That's a pretty neat concept. But these bylaws, they don't stop there, do they? They talk about this trusted civil platform. What's that all about?
Now that's where things get really interesting. See, WBC isn't just about, offering services. They're about building a whole community. Think of this platform as like a central hub, a place where members can connect and share what they know and support each other. And here's the best part. The bylaws actually talk about how being a part of this platform can really boost your business or your project.
You mean like by meeting the right people and getting access to like shared resources, you could actually gain an advantage. Now that's smart. So it's not just about individual gain, it's about.
A rising tide lifts all boats.
Exactly.
Exactly. And that idea, that philosophy,
Yeah.
is woven right into their membership requirements, too.
And speaking of membership, these bylaws, they're serious. They're not just letting anyone in.
It's an exclusive club.
Pretty much. And for good reason,
Yeah,
right?
definitely.
I mean, you have to live in Alberta, not work for a competitor.
Right. But it goes beyond that,
Oh,
too.
yeah.
The bylaws really emphasize having a history of being engaged, being active in the cooperative, even before you could become a member.
So it's all about finding people who are truly invested in each other, in everyone's success.
Absolutely. They're not just looking for customers, they want collaborators, partners,
Yeah.
and to keep everyone on the same page, they even have a member-owner code of conduct.
Oh, is that like a secret handshake too?
I get it.
Honestly. But seriously, what's in this code?
Think of it as a promise. A commitment to ethical behavior, working together. The bylaws, they really stress supporting the cooperative, making sure your actions benefit everyone, and owning up to your decisions. It's all about creating a good and productive atmosphere for everyone.
Wow, they've thought of everything, haven't they? From who they let in to how they want them to act. It's all about making this cooperative a smashing success.
And that brings us to how they're structured, their governance. Now, that's just as interesting.
So we've talked about this amazing community they're putting together, but how does it actually work when it comes to like leadership? Who's steering the ship at WBC?
Well, they've got a board of directors,
Okay.
just like any regular company.
Right.
But, and here's the interesting thing, even their leadership setup shows how committed they are to sharing power.
Board terms, they're limited. Oh, interesting.
To keep any one person from having too much power, being there too long. And every single director has to be a member in good standing,
Yeah.
showing they're really invested, in the cooperative's success.
So no one's just like resting on their laurels there in the thick of it with everybody else.
That's right.
I bet that helps them stay in touch with what the members actually need.
Okay, but what about when they have to make decisions? Is it a free-for-all or do they have a system?
WBC uses a one-member, one-vote system.
Interesting.
So it doesn't matter if you're, a big-time entrepreneur just starting out, your vote has the same power as everyone else's. Wow, talk about a level playing field. Sounds like they've really gone above and beyond to make sure everyone has an equal say in where the cooperative goes. But let's be real for a second, okay? We've talked a lot about community and shared values and all that, but this is still a business at the end of the day, right? So how does WBC handle its money?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And it's where some folks might be surprised. Remember, we said it before, this is for profit, so they're not against making money. But their whole approach to finances, it's really connected to those cooperative values.
Okay, how so? Do they just like put all the money in a big pile and cross their fingers?
Not exactly. The bylaws have this whole financial framework laid out. They can take out loans, invest in different things, even give out investment shares to the members.
Huh.
Kind of like a normal company might.
So they're not ditching the old ways completely, just kind of like putting their own twist on them, making those traditional tools work for this community-focused thing they've got going on.
Exactly. They've figured out how to balance smart financial strategies with that commitment to shared success. It really shows that making a profit and, you know, helping the community, they don't have to be at odds with each other.
No, that is a breath of fresh air. So they can take out loans, offer investment shares, but how do they choose where the money goes? Who gets to decide?
Well, remember that voting system we were talking about?
Yeah, the one member, one vote.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That plays a big part here, too. Big financial decisions, they're made as a group.
Makes sense.
With each member having that equal say. It's a world away from your typical top-down business, that's for sure.
That's for sure. It sounds like they've set up a system where, you know, the financial health of the co-op is everyone's responsibility, just like everything else. It's all connected.
You got it. And that, you know, that whole way of looking at finances where profit is seen as a way to help the whole community, that's a fundamental difference between a co-op like WBC and your typical corporation.
This has been fascinating, I gotta say. But part of me thinks, this sounds almost too good to be true. What happens if things go sideways?
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
And it shows how forward-thinking WBC's founders were. They actually dealt with those what-if situations right there in their bylaws. They have ways to solve conflicts, even steps for, like, removing a director or, worst-case scenario, closing down the whole cooperative.
Okay, so they've got a plan, even for the unexpected. That's good to know. Even for someone like me who's just learning about all of this. But all this talk of conflicts and, you know, potentially having to close up shop makes me wonder, can this type of model really last? That's the big question, isn't it? Can a business that puts community and shared success first really, you know, survive in the long run?
It's a question worth asking, that's for sure. And, well, we don't have all the answers, but we could look at what WBC has done. Their bylaws, they don't shy away from the tough stuff. They've got clear rules about conflicts of interest. And let's be honest, those are going to come up anywhere.
Yeah, for sure. It's like they've got a plan for everything. You don't see that very often, that kind of honesty, even in those, you know, more traditional companies.
It's refreshing, right? They've got ways to keep things accountable, adaptable, and that's huge if you're going to last. They haven't just built a business, they've built a system that can change and grow.
So what does it all mean for the folks listening at home? Why should they care about a small cooperative, you know, all the way up in Alberta?
Because WBC, they represent something bigger, a different way to think about business. You know, they've shown us it's possible to have a successful company that cares about more than just the bottom line. This deep dive into their bylaws, it's like a peek into a future where collaboration and community, they're not just like trendy words, they're the foundation of a healthy economy.
Almost like they've made a blueprint for a better way of doing business, more fair, more sustainable, you know?
Exactly. Now, whether this exact model, this co-op thing can work everywhere, that's a whole other deep dive. But the big takeaway here, it's the power of thinking differently. The possibility of creating businesses that serve a bigger purpose.
Eye-opening is an understatement. Who knew bylaws could be so, well, interesting?
Right. You never know what's going to spark your curiosity. But seriously, the Wayfinders Business Cooperative, they're a perfect example of how thinking outside the box can lead to amazing things.
Couldn't agree more. So to everyone listening, if you ever feel stuck in that, you know, dog-eat-dog world of business, remember the Wayfinders. Proof that we can all rise together. Who knows, maybe their story will inspire you to find your own path. One that's more about working together and making a difference.
Now, wouldn't that be something?
That's it for today's deep dive. See you next time for another fascinating exploration. Until then, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.